Good afternoon, Chairman. Stephen Mayne, small shareholder. Look, I'd like to speak against this proposal today on a couple of grounds. The first is price. But what we have here is Alcan shares are trading at about $50 in March, and now we've bought the thing for $101 a share or thereabouts. We've paid a massive premium. Since the takeover was announced in early July, our share price has risen by roughly 5%, and the BHP share price is up by about 30%. And if we hadn't proposed this deal, I think it's fair to say that rather than our shares being at $108, they'd probably be closer to $130. So I think if you just look at those bare metrics, we've paid over the odds, and we've lost shareholder value as a result. And, I mean, this is the biggest cash takeover in history. Your debt is going to be bigger than the Australian government's debt after this. I mean, the Australian government only owns $50 billion. We're going to be up above that, one of the biggest debt piles in the corporate world anywhere. So we've raised the risk profile of the business, and we've gone long into aluminium, which is the most energy-intensive metal in the world. So we've got this massive debate about global warming, and we've decided to bet the bank on the most energy-intensive metal of all, where up to 40% of the cost is electricity. So I just find the commercial rationale bizarre, and I think, you know, we've seen other Australian companies like BHP blow $3.2 billion on Magma Copper in the mid-90s. We're spending, what, 15 times that, and we've seen the relative share price underperformance since then. So I think you've made a major commercial blunder in doing this, and I think all of us in this room should consider this very seriously and send a message that we think it's commercially reckless.
Thank you, Mr. Mayne, for those comments, and I note your intention to vote against the resolution. It's disappointing, and we'll have to see how that compares with the view of our total shareholder base when we declare the results this afternoon. I don't want to repeat all that I said in response to Mr. Seddon's question about the economics of this deal, which we think are sound, and that it will prove to be value-creating. This is a very long-time horizon business. Player numbers over a period of 2 to 3 months is not what the resources industry is about. Time will tell. But we're confident that we've got a value-creating proposition. We will be taking on a significant level of debt. Our intention is to reduce that as quickly as we can to levels that are comfortably manageable. You also made reference to aluminium being an energy-intensive business, which it certainly is. But one of the things I just point out to you, which attracted the Alcan opportunity to us, was the great strength of hydropower generation that they have, particularly in Canada, which makes them, I think, amongst the world's aluminium producers, one of those which has a proportionately higher position, stronger position